All righty, welcome back in. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. We'll continue the football conversation now with the former NFL defensive back, also coached in college and in the pros, as you did see him on NFL sideline with the Jets and Kansas City Chiefs, now back at ESPN, and that, of course, is Herm Edwards. Herm, always appreciate the time. How are you?
I've been well. Thank you for having me on. Everyone's getting excited again. All of a sudden, these teams are starting to report to training camp, and there's hope. There's hope and optimism out there for a lot of football teams.
Yeah, there's also some hope and optimism for Commanders fans today, because the big news today is that the NFL owners has unanimously approved the Commanders sale from Daniel Snyder to Josh Harris. A good day for the folks that root for the football team near D.C. as they could finally be optimistic maybe about their football team moving forward.
Yeah, and Ron Rivera is a good friend. We're from the same hometown, so... you know, Ron has kind of held that thing together for the last couple of years, and that's kind of man he is. And so I think with the acquisition of new offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy, that ought to help that offense. Defensively, they're a pretty good football team. I think offensively now Eric can bring some life to that offense, and they'll be able to compete in that division.
Yeah, I thought it was a joke that Bieniemy had to leave the Chiefs, and a lot of the thinking was that maybe he needs to go somewhere else to try to get a head coaching job. I thought, Herm, he's already should have been a head coach in the league. Are you confident that one day we'll see Bieniemy get a head coaching job, or do you kind of feel like that ship has already sailed?
Well, I'm hopeful. I think if he can turn it around there and get that offense going, and the quarterback, you know, if he can get Howell going and playing well. I mean, this team last year, you know, they were 8-8-1, and they were 2-3-1 in a division. And, you know, if they can just get the quarterback position settled down and get some type of offense going, and if they do, let's just say if they can, you know, win 10 games with Eric being there, I mean, that's going to give him a better chance, I would think, because now they can't say, well, Andy's helping him call the plays. You know, it's his show, and he needed to do that.
Herm Edwards here with us. Let me get to a team that you used to coach, the Jets. Expectations are sky high with Aaron Rodgers. What are your expectations for Gangrene?
Well, I think they are a legitimate playoff team. There's no doubt about that. When you think about what they went through last year as well, you know, they couldn't score the ball defensively. They've got a top 10 defense. But it'll be interesting now because of the expectations. I mean, it used to be for the worldwide leader, you know, you always talk about Dallas Cowboys. And now it looks to me that we're always talking about New York Jets, and rightly so, because they have Aaron Rodgers. So that is kind of a daily subject now. are the Jets a Super Bowl team? I just hope they get in the playoffs. Let's just try to get in the playoffs. Let's just try to win that division. You know, they play in a pretty tough division with the Buffalo Bills, obviously. And then there's a team that's kind of sneaky. The Miami Dolphins are a very good football team. If that quarterback can stay healthy, they're going to be hard to deal with.
The AFC East is loaded. The AFC is loaded. Are you confident the Jets will make the playoffs?
Yeah, I think they're a 10-win team for sure. And I think 10 gets you in. I do believe that. It'll be interesting if they hit a couple hiccups, how they will react to that. You know, it was easy last year to blame, obviously, the play of the offense on the quarterback, okay? But at the end, they lost six in a row. They lost six games in a row. And, you know, you still got to learn how to win. And you got to win football games. Aaron gives them an excellent chance to do that because they'll put up numbers offensively. He's a quarterback that's going to throw at least 30 touchdown passes. So if you do the math, you know, he gives you 14 points just coming into the stadium. And if you can kick two field goals, you got 20. Well, that gives you a chance. You know, when you think about the National Football League, how close it is, with 272 plays were played last year, 141 games were won by 7 points or less.
You know what it's like to be a coach in New York. You know what it's like to deal with expectations. Do you think that's a concern to see how the Jets are going to handle that? Or you have Rodgers in there. He's probably seen everything in his career so far.
Well, Rodgers has, and I think they're getting him in a good spot. You know, they're getting a guy that's 39 years old. This will be his last team. This is going to be his last hurrah. Can you imagine if he can do it in New York? They'll name a street after him, right?
So probably more than that.
Yeah, I mean, so this is one of those deals, and you know, you're wishing him success. There's no doubt about that. Salas is a fine football coach, but now you made the point. They got pressure on him because when you pick up Aaron Rodgers, you know, it's not just, well, we want to win a couple games. No, you want to be in contention.
Talking to Herm Edwards, what would you say as a coach to Jordan Love, who now has to try to replace Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay?
Well, when you think about that poor guy, it's not only Aaron Rodgers, but before Aaron Rodgers, it was Brett Favre.
Yeah.
So if you're a Green Bay fan, that's all you've seen for 30 years, right? You saw Brett Favre and you saw Aaron Rodgers. I think he just needs to be who he is. You can't be Aaron Rodgers. That's not going to happen. Just be who you are. They drafted you. They drafted you for a reason. They think you're a good football player. You're apparent to replace Aaron Rodgers. Now it's your turn. You know, just don't try to do too much, and I think he'll be fine.
Herm Edwards, we all saw what happened a few weeks back with the Buffalo Bills, right? Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, and Sean McDermott had some issue, but not a lot of clarity on what actually happened. Is that cause for concern, or is it better that it happened in the offseason than during the regular season?
Look, you're talking about competitive people, right? And, you know, we always say when the season's over with, there's always business. Don't let the business get in the way of football. And that's why you handle it on the offseason. Those things will be talked about. It'll be ironed out. You have no worries about that organization or those folks.
So that's more so like we see that and we go, okay, that is not normal from right. Like what we see from afar. So all of a sudden right. We make it a bigger deal than what it is what you're saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that we always say, you know, what we say here, what we do here stays here when we leave here. And so there's a lot of things that happen that a lot of people don't understand, and that's not their business because they're not a part of the team. So I just think when stuff like that happens and people see it, then they want to throw up red flags. Look, it's a very competitive world, that NFL, that locker room. Coaches are competitive. Players are competitive. You know, and you're sensitive. You know, players are sensitive as well as coaches sometimes, especially when you have a good team and you can't seem to crack the code, right? You know, all of a sudden this Buffalo team, we talk about them every year, but all of a sudden, you know, they keep getting there, but they just can't find a way to win a game, right? That game that gets them over to the next one. You know, it's kind of like the Buffalo Bills in the past went to 4 Super Bowls and just could never finish it.
Herm Edwards here with us. I know earlier you said we used to always talk about the Cowboys. Now all we do is talk about the Jets. Don't worry, Herm. We still talk about the Cowboys a ton.
Yeah.
Here's the thing with the Cowboys. Their defense last 2 years has been good enough. Offensively in the big game, they haven't found a way to get the job done. Where's the belief level in McCarthy and Dak and that offense entering this season?
It's funny how people want to always throw it on the quarterback and the coach. And I said this numerous times, and I'll say it again. The Dallas Cowboys are playing against the Dallas Cowboys. And it doesn't matter who the head coach is. It doesn't matter who the quarterback's been. Since 1995, I'll say it again, since 1995, that team has not won a divisional game. A lot of head coaches there. A lot of quarterbacks there. A lot of good players there. So, first round of playoffs, fine. Divisional round, since 1995, that's the last time they won a game. That's what they're dealing with. So, it doesn't matter. All that other stuff people talk about, they got to get over that hump. Are they a playoff team? They are a playoff team. Can they win the division? They'll have a chance to win the division. They have the same division record the Eagles have. They were both 4-2. But when they get in the playoffs, can they get out of the first round and win the second playoff round? Can they do that? They hadn't done it since 1995.
Is that a Jerry Jones problem, in your opinion?
That's just everyone's problem. The Jerry don't play. He's the owner. But I'm saying since 1995. If I could tell him, hey, you need to do this to get over that hump, those guys got to look themselves in the mirror and say, you know what? We get in the playoffs this year. It doesn't matter who we play or where we play. We got to win the second round in the divisional round. And if we can do that, it goes away. But until they do that, 1995.
Herm Edwards here with us. What do you make of the 49ers quarterback situation? Because we know how loaded that team is, but the quarterback's a major question mark every year. It's amazing.
Well, it's only a question mark because they get hurt. And it doesn't matter who the quarterback is, right? You think about all three of those guys got hurt at one point in time. Purdy is the guy. It'll be interesting now because of what he did last year, you know, winning all those games in a row. Now he's a projected starter. The expectations, how do they deal with that? How will he handle that? I think he'll handle it fine. The 49ers will be right there in the hunt. They got an outstanding defense. Got a great play caller and head coach, Coach Shanahan. He makes it work with that offense. So you can look for the 49ers being back in it again. You know, there's no doubt about that.
I'll tell you, Herb, a team I like a lot are the Seattle Seahawks. Their offense is absolutely loaded with weapons. Geno had a great comeback story. That defense is getting better. But I'm wondering, you know, how much regression will occur from Geno Smith? Do you think that was a one-hit wonder, or can he replicate and get even better from what he did last year?
I hope not. I hope that is the Geno that we thought he was going to be when he first came out, right? And he's gone through a lot in his career. And he found a way to resurrect his career last year. He was an outstanding football player. What was puzzling to me about Seattle, and this is Coach. You know, this is Coach. I mean, that defense, it wasn't the defense of old now.
Yeah.
And that's not who Seattle is. And they've always played defense. If that defense improves, they're going to be hard to handle. And I think they will improve. Because generally they're a defensive-driven team, similar to San Francisco. You know, they're a defensive-driven team. And Coach has always been that way. Last year it wasn't the deal. And Geno, boy, I mean, he was terrific last year.
Wrap it up with Herm Edwards. Right now, it's the Bengals division to lose in the AFC North. Who do you think is the second best team in the North, which is a very intriguing division?
Well, I'm going to say the pressure for me is on the Ravens because of Lamar. He ended up getting what he wanted. They got a new offensive coordinator. They're going to ask him to play from the pocket more. I want to see him do that. So now he becomes the complete quarterback, not the athletic guy that can run, but a guy that can play inside the pocket, make plays. They went out, got some receivers. And so that's going to be an interesting team to watch. Defensively, you know they're going to be in it. But offensively now, this is on Lamar. This is on Lamar. I mean, let's just call it like it is. He's the quarterback. He's gotten everything he's wanted. And so now they got to put it together.
You talk about throwing the football more. That's been a big talking point. You know that they're going to throw the ball more. The question just is how much more. And I'm curious how much of a difference it is from what we've seen a year ago.
More explosive plays, right, from the wide receivers. We knew he loved the tight end. Tight end was good. But they went and got three. Look, this reason they got Beckham and these other guys. They went out and got some guys to surround him with some guys that can get the ball. It doesn't mean you got to throw the ball down the field 50 yards. But you got to throw the ball a little bit more inside those numbers, you know, on those deep over routes and those seam routes down the middle. You got to be more explosive and take a lot of pressure off Lamar's legs, because Lamar can make plays with his legs. There's no doubt about that. But he's going to cut his career short with all that running, you know, because eventually they get you. I don't care how fast you are. You can't run away from it. Those guys eventually hit you, and you get hit the wrong way, then you're sitting on the sideline.
Last thing I'll ask you, Coach Herm Edwards, big year for the Broncos. We know last year was a disaster. Now you're bringing Sean Payton. What are realistic expectations in your mind for the Broncos this year?
Defensively, they're a playoff team. Can Russell Wilson resurrect his career with Sean Payton? I think he can. I think he'll play on offense now where he'll have to get the ball out of his hand. They'll move the pocket for him some. He won't hold the ball for long periods of time. And I think he has something to prove, too, because this is his career now. Because let me tell you something. If it doesn't work out this year, Russell Wilson will be gone. Sean Payton's going to draft quarterback. I mean, that's the bottom line. We all know that. I mean, Sean Payton's not going anywhere. He's coach.
And not only that, if it doesn't work out in Denver, he may have played himself out of the Hall of Fame, too.
Well, and you're hoping that's not the case. You know, and he's got one of the best teachers that you could have right now to try to resurrect his career. But he's got to go do it now. He's got to do it on the field. And I'm pulling for him. Look, I pull for players. That's just me. That's just my nature. I was a former player. I want players to play well. And when they struggle, I want them to learn from that and get better. And I'm hoping Russell Wilson will do that.
Coach, always great to catch up with you. Appreciate the time, Herm Edwards.
My pleasure, my friend. Thank you.